In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning. It is a blessing to see all of you this morning, and we have some visitors. It's such a blessing to see you. We have some young men from the seminary here as well, so we have many, many blessings today. I was thinking about this morning's sermon, and I was thinking a little bit about groceries. Now, it's not because Father Larry likes going grocery shopping. I do not. But the groceries have to go from the car into the house, right? And that's kind of my job, right? I should be helping with that. Now, the thing that I think many of you know about me is that I am not a very patient person, right? So if I have a task to do, especially groceries, I want to get it done really, really fast as I can. And there's two ways that I think I can accomplish that. The first way is getting some help. Well, sometimes it's hard to get my children, not looking at one of them, sometimes it's hard to get my children to come downstairs or put down their phone or whatever they're looking at, so I tend to have to do it along with Presbytera. The other thing I can do is I can take as many groceries as possible, right? Try and take as many groceries into the house as I possibly can, and that's what I usually opt to do. Now, doing that brings some other concerns, right? The first concern is that it's so heavy that I'm going to possibly drop something. And inevitably, if I drop something, it's probably going to be the eggs, right? So we don't want to do that. The second thing that happens is I'm so overloaded, I'm so overburdened that I can't even open the door, right? So that's a problem. And the third thing, if I don't drop anything, and if I actually get the door open, sometimes I'm so overloaded that I can't even fit through the door, right? So what do? Well, the thing I need to do is I need to slow down. I need to not overload myself, not overburden myself, and just get the task done appropriately. Now, why am I telling you about how I bring in my groceries? Well, I think what we sometimes do in our spiritual lives is we overload ourselves. We overburden ourselves. We do so many things other than actually trying to see Christ that we can't fit through that door that He has opened for us. We can't fit through that space that He wants us to enter into. We can't see Him because we have so many other things that we're worried about. We have so many other things that we're trying to carry in this life that we can't even see Him to follow Him. That is exactly what we were told today, my friends and my family in Christ. Today we see this young man who seems like a wonderful young man, who seems like someone who really does want to find his salvation, but he's so overburdened that he can't fit into that space that our Lord and Savior is trying to get him into. He is so overburdened that he can't put down some of these things in order to follow Christ. Today, it's important for us to consider ourselves and ask ourselves, what is it that I might need to put down? What is it that I might need to get rid of so I can better follow our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? So today we are reading from the Gospel according to St. Matthew. Luke also talks about this event in his Gospel. And it's interesting to note that we actually read this Gospel twice. We read it today from St. Matthew, and then we'll read it again from St. Luke a little bit later. So what is that telling us, do you think? Well, it's telling us that the church thinks this is a pretty important gospel reading to offer it to us twice on two different Sundays. So we have this young man. Matthew calls him a young man. Luke calls him a young ruler. And he comes to Jesus, and he asks him a very specific question, a question that is specific, but it's also really important, right? He says, what must I do? Good teacher, he says, what must I do to have eternal life? I thought about that question, and I thought to myself, is that a question that I often ask Christ? Is that a question when I'm leaving the house? Do I ask Him often enough, what must I do, Lord, to inherit eternal life? Not only is it something that I ask Him, but is it something that I actually try and work on? When I'm talking to all of you, am I thinking about what I'm supposed to be doing so I can inherit eternal life? when I'm dealing with my children or presbytera or with people that I come into contact with, I'm actually thinking about that important question, what must I do to inherit eternal life? But that's what this young man was thinking about. He was thinking about this question. So he goes to Jesus and he asks him, well, what do I have to do? And Jesus says to him, well, you have to follow the commandments. So the young man says, okay, that sounds wonderful. Which ones do you want me to follow? And then Jesus goes through this kind of abbreviated list, right? And what does the young man tell him at the end? He says, psh, easy. I've done all those. So at this point, we realize this young man basically wants Jesus to rubber stamp his salvation, right? He would love to hear him say, you're doing great. Keep on doing what you're doing, and you are going to be fine. Well, that's not how our Lord and Savior works, is it? He says, well, look, there's one thing that you still lack. He says, I want you to do this. I want you to sell all of your possessions. I want you to give the money to the poor, and I want you to follow me. And we all know how the story ends. The young man was unable to do that. The young man was unable to unburden himself of those things that were keeping him away from the kingdom, and he left sad. And then at the end, the Lord says this very interesting saying, right? And we've heard it before, and theologians have debated what it actually means for years and years and years, and he says, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of the needle than it is for a rich man to get into heaven. And I think what the Lord is trying to say here is something all of us understand. It is very difficult for something that is really big to fit into a small space. So he's telling us that those who are overburdened, it might be with riches, it might be with other concerns in life, with anxiety, with stress, with all these things. If you are overburdened, there's no way you can get into that narrow space. Jesus tells us that salvation is a narrow gate. And if you're overburdened with all this stuff, you won't be able to get through. I was thinking about this, and I was thinking about our trip to Mexico. So many of you know that today, Presbytera, Lucia, myself, and Nicholas and Nick Giansis, I think he's here, are going to be talking a little bit about our trip to Mexico. And I was thinking about Mexico because some of you might know this about me, but I am kind of a homebody. I like being home. I like my... Presbytera laughed. I love being home. I like my creature comforts, right? I like my lazy boy. I like my internet. I like my TV. And I really like my coffee. They had coffee there, but I like it whenever I want it, right? So I really like my coffee. So as we were getting ready to go to Project Mexico, Presbytera was doing something very, very smart. She was telling me just enough, but not everything, right? So she would tell me, yeah, when we get there, we're gonna take a van and a caravan into Mexico. But she never said that I would be driving the van into a country that I've never been to, and we've all read the media reports, right? So anyway, so she didn't tell me that. She said, oh yeah, we're gonna stay at a ranch. It's beautiful, beautiful ranch. But she didn't say we're going to be staying in tents in a ranch outdoor for 5 days. Then she said, oh yeah, they have showers. Oh, don't worry about the showers. They have them. But what she didn't tell us was that after about 15 to 20 minutes, there was no more hot water in those showers. So you would have to take a cold shower. Presbytera understood that if I knew a lot of these things beforehand, I wouldn't be able to go. I wouldn't want to go. And she knew that if I didn't go, I wouldn't receive this great grace. See, what I had to do to go to Project Mexico was I had to unburden myself of some of these things, right? I had to get rid of my anxiety for a little while and put things in Christ's hands. I had to get rid of this idea that I had to have my lazy boy, and I had to have my coffee, and I had to have my internet in order to receive this great grace that our Lord wanted to give to me and all those who went. And once I was able to unburden myself of that, I was able to get into that place that Jesus was calling me. My friends and my family in Christ, that is exactly what he's asking all of us to do today. He's asking all of us to ask ourselves, what must I do to inherit eternal life? He's asking us to ask ourselves, what is it that I am still lacking? What is it that you have to get rid of? What is it that you have to give to him so you can get into that place where you can receive his grace, that you can get into that place that he is calling each and every one of you, that you can fully realize his compassion and his love, and that you can fully follow him. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Please rise.